This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Hello. Welcome Emma, to our show.
Emma, would you say that I'm the go-to person for when teammates seek advice and knowledge? Would you strongly disagree or would you strongly agree?
I would. What's the medium? What's the one?
There's
in the
an agree. There's a neither agree nor disagree, or there's a disagree.
I'd say agree.
You'd say agree.
Yeah, and I would go to chat things out.
When you think David Hammond, do you think, oh yeah, he cultivates trust? Does he build strong relationships with co-workers?
You make a bit of an effort. I'd give you an agree, or I wouldn't go all the way to strongly now, but I'd give you.
Okay.
Yeah, you make an effort.
Interesting. Do you think I effectively communicate with colleagues wherever they are in the corporate hierarchy?
Yeah, because you don't give a shit what level they're at. You just still call them all pricks.
I'd go strongly agree with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I think that deserves a strongly agree. In case you're wondering, Dave has his biannual review with his boss and he's filling out the questionnaire that should have been done about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. Should have been done weeks ago.
I have my meeting in 50 minutes and I'm doing it now.
What else we got?
Am I entrepreneurial? Do I seek out new ideas and approaches?
Well, you have weird dreams about entrepreneurial stuff that makes no sense, like a pick and mix freezer. I suppose.
Do you have a dream about that before?
You did.
I always have dreams that I forget about, even if I tell them to people, and I completely forget about them.
Talk about the show, big thing.
So I'm going to agree with that one then.
Yeah, fair enough.
Do you think I'm passionate and entrepreneurial? Do I initiate and execute creative ideas?
You do.
I do.
I strongly agree.
I hate giving myself five. On those,
I know, yeah, it's
because
so
it just
wanky.
Seems so big-headed.
Yeah. But at the same time, it's like if it is, it is. Like,
yeah,
I'd never be strongly agree if I was like, oh, definitely not.
I'm very humble, even like.
You have to back yourself.
When I sit down with Nick, and then he's like, I've put you at some fives, and it's like, I don't think I'd do any fives for myself.
Oh, I think you're all fives, bro. I think you're all fives.
Oh man, you're a five plus star.
When I worked in Tesco, I had the nickname Mr. Blue. Because you do yearly reviews with your manager at Tesco and they'd have a scoring system of four. You'd have red, which is bad, needs work. Yellow, which is, you're all right. Mm. Green, which is great. And then blue, which is outstanding because the Tesco core colour is blue.
So there you are, being humble and then throwing in the story about how you're missed.
No. But I hated it because nobody
got blue.
Ever got blue.
Really?
I got blue 3 years in a row on my department, but no one in any other departments got it.
That's amazing.
I was a part-timer, literally just doing what I do, but then they were like, oh, here comes Mr. Blue. And I'm like, I do not do anything
Mr.
different.
Blue. Maybe you're just depressed. Maybe that's what it's like.
I need to tell you something now and you're not going to like me for this.
Now, is this for the show now?
No, I don't think so. not at all. You know the way I'm clearing out stuff, basically my trying to sort out the house at the moment, six years of build up, and I still have birthday cards from my 21st and everything. Like, I'm that
keep
kind of a person.
I'm a hoarder. Keep
yeah,
them.
Same. I keep all that kind of stuff. And basically, I was going through a box of old stuff the other day over the weekend, and
oh,
I found a report from college.
I'm currently doing my pop because we have it in
Nick just
minutes.
Walked in and he's currently filling out the thing, yeah. But basically, what happened was I was going through that box of stuff and I found a report card, and my best ever college results was when I was on Erasmus in Budapest because they just loved me. I was there for one semester. And at the end, I was like, sorry, guys, I need you to fill out my report. And they were all like, oh, Emma, excellent. Like, they didn't even grade me in anything real. They just gave me A pluses and called me excellent five times. And I found it in the house over the weekend, and like the table was all clutter. And I just kind of positioned it in a way that I'd hoped Jack would come across it in the house. Do you know what I mean? I was waiting to be like, oh, I don't want him to have a look at that now. And it took until about 7 o'clock yesterday. He went, look at you little swat.
Little swat.
A plus. I totally deliberately did it. I was like, where is he most likely to leave a coffee cup down? Just leave that there.
That's so
you know what I mean?
Funny.
I didn't admit that I did.
I really want to go home and find my old school reports because you would die on. I would put money on it saying Callum is more like a member of staff than a pupil.
Sorry, I actually could get access to mine. They're still at home. We should do that in the show. Bring in their school reports.
They probably burnt his before they even got home.
I don't know when my ma burnt mine. Like, she was like, I don't want to see that ever again.
I wonder if Grania has any of them. You should ask.
I'll text her.
Can I just say as well, Callum's voice not getting better.
No, not at all.
Because
he's getting sick.
Is he sick?
Absolute lash all weekend.
Drink responsibly. Drinkaware.ie.
This man has not stopped.
Unbelievable.
I don't. On Saturday.
There's been a change in my life that I'm not willing to talk about, and I don't know what's happened.
Can I ask a question? Were you actually out for 12 hours?
Yeah, he went out at 1 o'clock on Saturday and came home at 1 o'clock the next day.
On Saturday, I went pinball with Ash.
Guys, have a lovely day. And we'll catch you tomorrow.
Bye.
Ta-ra.
Wake up. Let's go. Wake up. Wake up. Spins Fully Charged. Every day, we're spins.
Let's go.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Tuesday already.
Oh yeah, I was about to say Monday.
What a con. It's great.
This is fantastic.
Thrills.
Welcome on into a brand new week. I've started off a little bit differently.
Yeah, do you know what? I'm delighted to see this.
It's freaking Emma Nolan out because I'm obviously a man of, you know, schedule and I like the same routine over and over again. But today I've went for a cup of tea and I never go for a cup of tea.
Very strange. Every morning since the day we started the show, I'll go up and make myself a coffee at 10 to 7. I always say today, but at the beginning I gave up then after a while. Do you want anything? No. Just comes in here with his Stanley cup. And a bit of water.
A bit of water, that's it, yeah.
Eats nothing until after the show.
I was in work yesterday and I noticed we have a kettle and I never used a kettle before. I was sick of using that bloody thing that's always hot, like the hot water. It's like basically like a hot water tap that you fill your tea with. Do you know what I mean? But it's always, it tastes disgusting.
Really?
I don't know what it is about it, but you obviously don't use it because you use the coffee machine.
Yeah.
So like, this is specifically for tea. Yeah. The water tastes wrong. And then I noticed a kettle and I was like, class, there's a kettle in the kitchen.
I always wonder as well, I don't know who's looking after the tea bags in here because they say they're berries, but
yeah,
you
I don't
have
know.
Them in for an hour and it doesn't even go brown.
Yeah, I don't
still
know.
It looks like milky.
I don't know if we're splurging out on the Barry's tea now, to be honest with you.
To be honest, Callum.
I have big tea bag news.
Go on.
The Barry's that we have at the minute
is decaf.
It's decaf.
Yeah, but what's the other one?
Lines, I think. Are they all decaf?
No, Lines is in the pyramid bike.
It's not one. Anymore.
No?
No.
Oh, then I think
I think someone's put decaf for everyone.
Yeah.
And the whole world has changed.
It's very, very weird.
That's very strange to have a decaf. That's why you're not getting much brownness out of the cup.
No, that would be the litre of milk I put in.
Right. So David Hammond's drinking tea.
It's a big day.
Wow.
It's a big day.
So just you found like there was a whole new world when you went for the kettle water.
Yeah, so much better. So much nicer.
Do you have sugar in there?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Go on, how much?
That's it, but 3.5 litre bags.
Honestly, how many sugars should you put in?
About two.
That's okay.
I say about two.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Tate McRae, that is Sports Car. You're listening to Spin. It's Emma and Dave. Good morning. Producer
morning.
Callum.
Good morning. What a week it was last week.
What?
We gave away a $5,000 engagement ring.
Slow down. What's happening?
Gracie Abrams, Teddy Swims and Kian DeCroix all made an appearance at the Three Arena.
I feel like I know what's coming.
And we had a long weekend.
Oh, is this because we were live from the Cup Race Jewelers and we never got to do this?
But it couldn't have all been good things. So I welcome you to the worst bits of last week.
No, like we got away with it.
So last Friday, we were live from the Cup Price Jewelers. We gave away a 5K engagement ring.
We had the best day ever.
It was so fun.
So fun.
But normally, at about 10 to 10 on a Friday, I do the worst bits of the week where I look back at the bits of the week that were terrible and I play it to make you cringe. We didn't get to do it. And it's been a long weekend and I've been thinking all weekend I need to get them back. So here we are. And we start the worst bits of last week by fueling the rumour that the news team is sabotaging Spin by bringing chicken fillin' roll content to our show.
Ava on the bloody news runs this story.
A chicken fillet order. Okay, like
mayonnaise, spicy.
Oh, no mayonnaise, no spice. I'm a salad kind of guy.
You're killing us, Ava.
Ava, like, get up here. Set us back 10 years.
10 years. Add a bit of spice.
A bit of spice. We would never talk about your favourite chicken fillet roll
never.
On the show. But when was the last time you caught the 468-0877? Poor Dave got a little confused when he was asking people to send in voice notes to the show.
Okay, so voice note in a WhatsApp. Oh, is that a thing? Voice note.
Just voice note.
Just voice note. What's up? A voice note over. Hold on. Let me figure this out.
Okay.
What I want you to do is WhatsApp us a voice note to 0877111038 saying my name is and then your name.
That's beautiful, Dave. That was really good.
I got it. It took me a while and I ended up saying the exact same thing I said first time.
I completely forgot. The last week on the show, we were joined by a special guest. President of the United States.
See, people love this. They always say, it's their best thing about their week. They always say it. People are always coming up to me and they say, it's the best thing about their week.
Beautiful.
And finally, we go back to Friday where I came up with a game where contestants who were playing for a 5K engagement ring had to cluck a load of songs to earn points. I called it Hen Party because of hen, clucks, party.
Which was the best part of the game.
I was very proud of it. But
that's the only good thing about the game.
The game went terribly.
That's when I started helping.
Dave stepped in with the
there was definitely a watermelon sugar in there.
I thought that was the cluck, 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 cluck. Yeah.
I promise you, we are going to play that game on the show again before the end of this week.
Woo! Yes.
I think it was terrible players, not a terrible game.
Callum, that's not fair.
No, terrible players, not a terrible game. So before Friday or on Friday, we'll play it again. So I can prove to you that I'm not a terrible at my
producer.
Job. Yeah. I've been producer Callum. They have been the worst bits of last.
Oh, thank you very brilliant. Much, producer Callum. And let's gear up for more terrible shows this week.
Woo! Spins! Recharged.
Morning.
Now, can you believe it, Emma? It's been exactly a month since Love Island All-Stars came to an end.
Oh, really? Wow, yeah. A month. Sad.
Casey O'Gorman and Gabby Allen were declared the new queen and king of the South African villa. And before you switch off, we're not talking about Love Island, really, okay? We're talking about a concept that a Love Islander has done, and I think it's an absolute disgrace. I would like to talk to you, Luca Bish. And Grace Jackson. Grace Jackson, not so much. You haven't done as much wrong. But Luca Bish and Grace, right? I'm presuming they met on Love Island All-Stars because just over a month later, they're now official.
Right.
Okay, they're now like boyfriend, girlfriend. Emma, question.
Mm.
You and Jack have been together a couple of months now since September or something like that.
No, last summer now, yeah.
Last summer. How did he ask you out?
He asked me out in a tent at Electric Picnic.
Okay.
After a very late night. Actually, it was early morning.
Just, Emma, will you be my girlfriend?
Yeah, he's like, are you be my girlfriend? And I was like, sure.
Okay.
I was thrilled. It was very dirty at that point. It was day three.
Okay, very good. I asked Pippa when we were chilling on the couch and I realised I kind of kept referring to her as my girlfriend. I was like, oh, by the way, will we just, you know, call it? What will we just, yeah, do you want to be my girlfriend? And she was like, yeah, okay, cool. So it was just kind of that. It was very, you know what I mean? So, and like, I know there's other examples of just how chill asking someone to be your girlfriend. Like, my mate didn't even ask his girlfriend because when I asked him, why haven't you asked her to be your girlfriend? He was like, because I'm not 15.
Yeah, no, I get that. Sometimes you just kind of establish the fact that sometimes you find out by default when they introduce you. You're like, oh, I am. Okay.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah. So that's kind of what he's doing. But I think asking someone out does not have to be this whole romantic thing. I think it's a nice moment, sure, but it doesn't have to be done like a proposal, which is exactly what Luca Bish did to Grace Jackson.
No
right?
way.
He basically did everything but get down on one knee, this fella, right? It was on a beach in Abu Dhabi. There's a candlelit dinner, which is weird because it's the daytime, amongst not flowers needed. All over the beach. There's flowers all over this little kind of patched area, this square area. And the views are lovely, I'll give them that. And right there, above the flowers, is kind of one of those like trellises you'd put like a wall in a garden. Do you know that kind of a vibe?
No.
It's kind of like a fence that you'd put up against the wall in a garden.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Grow some plants.
Yeah, and
away.
Right there in neon white light in calligraphy writing, will you be my GF?
Sorry, I've just looked it up. It looks like a scene that they do in Home and Away.
Honestly. Doesn't it?
It
look,
does.
It's giving Home and
it's
Away.
It's giving such Home and Away.
What happened, Luca? Did you not want to splurge for the full word of girlfriend? No,
oh,
you
yeah,
had to go with GF. This is insane, right? He captioned it. Wait till you hear the caption. Now, I'm not one for going at influencers. I'm not one for going at Love Islanders. Do what you want. But in my opinion, lads are under enough stress at the moment, right, without all this stuff. Don't make this a thing. This was the caption. Thank you, Fahid by C. Barbarossa, for bringing my vision to life so perfectly. Wouldn't have wanted to do this in any other place. @VisitAbuDhabi. #AbuDhabiPartner. #InAbuDhabi. His proposal to be his girlfriend was sponsored.
Oh my God, a sponsor.
That's the only kind of thing that I'm like, well, fair play. If you can get a bit of cash out of proposing to a girlfriend to be your girl to be your girlfriend, great. But my God.
No, lads, I'm sorry.
As
they've actually swept the sand.
Yeah.
The sand has been through like an intensive sweeping process.
Lads are under enough pressure and stress without this stuff, without seeing the stuff and thinking, do I have to do that as well? Don't make this a thing, right? Surely this is something that we can keep to the Brits, keep to the Americans. That does not have to come over here. Other things that we should have kept to them, your, you know, baby showers, the gender reveal parties, the sweet 16 and the 21st birthday parties
Amen.
Are absolutely pointless in Ireland because you can't drive at 16 and we can already drink drink at 18, so you don't need a 21st.
Yeah.
Those things need to just stay in the UK, stay in America.
You just want to keep a chill on the couch and say, so you're my missus.
You're my missus,
yeah.
It's as simple as that.
Yeah,
for God's sake.
No, I fully and totally agree with you. That is way too much. But the fact, I was totally on, like, taking it all in, but then I was like, no, he put no effort into this.
No.
They got in touch with him saying, do you want to do a sponsored post?
Do you think Luca Bish was out in Abu Dhabi raking sand?
He was in his back
having a laugh. It spins fully charged,
recharged. That is New Era and Generation Love here on Spin with Emma and Dave. That is new Irish music. And speaking of Irish music globally at the moment, did you see it finally took flight, Dermot Kennedy's new festival, Mishnuk?
No.
So he launched a festival, basically talked about this for many months now, but wasn't bringing this home, was more so spreading Irish like talent in Australia and in Boston.
Okay, that's where he put it on.
Yeah.
Right.
So the gig happened in Sydney, I believe, the other day, but the lineup was super cool. It was the likes of himself. You had Nell Meskel there as well.
Oh, yeah.
Also had, oh my God, the boys from the Northern Ireland.
Kneecap.
Kneecap were there. Am I okay? Am I all right?
What do you call them, lads? They're very good at the Irish.
Oh my God, my brain just stopped working.
Elbow hat or something.
Elbow hat. But yeah, elbow hat's very good for kneecap. So they're in Sydney the other day and now they're making their way to Boston and that festival's going on today and tomorrow in Boston.
Right, I don't like the way Dermot went and put a festival in another country. That's a bit, you know, look after your own force, do you know what I mean?
Would you like one here?
That's going to be taken out of context.
Station, this is Spin 103. What's the story?
Good morning. It's nearly 20 to 8 on a Tuesday, and that means it's time for everybody's favourite time of the week. It's Top 10 Tuesday.
Woo! I love Top 10 Tuesday, man.
When I saw
was
it coming up
this morning.
As soon as I seen it coming up on the show, I was honestly smiled. I love this show.
If you do not know what Top 10 Tuesday is, it is where I give you listening and you in the studio a topic. A topic like the most people followed on Instagram.
Yes.
Or Simpsons characters who have had the most dialogue in The Simpsons. And you have to tell me what you think the top 10 people in that one. So yes, last week it was the most dialogue in Simpsons. And obviously number one was Homer. Because main character, main star, whatever. In the studio, I will ask Emma and Dave the top. They have as many guesses as they need to try and fill that top 10 list, but they've only got three lies. If they guess something that isn't in the list or repeat an answer, they lose a life. The first person to lose all their lies is the loser of the week. And if we don't complete the top 10, then we throw it out to you listening on 0877 11 1038. And if you can fill a space, you get a cinema pass. I think we've given away about three or four each week, so we're doing well.
It's been good. It's been good. And people are on this as well. People really enjoy this. Let's go. What topic?
This topic, I think, will be more Dave style than you, Emma.
Okay.
But I have said, think logically. If you're not, it's a movie-based one.
Okay.
But if you're not a movie buff, this still is for you because it's the top 10.
Okay.
So this morning, I am looking for the top 10 films that took the most money in the worldwide box office between 2010 and 2019. I'm basically looking for the most 10 most popular films between 2010 and 2019.
And most expensive, like basically money they made.
Money, so like the amount of people...
Not grossing kind of.
Yeah, so if the number one in the list is the most, that's made the most money, aka the most people have seen that film in the cinema.
Okay.
All right, can I start with Oppenheimer?
Emma, you have gone for Oppenheimer.
Now, Emma.
Straight in.
Remember, he said 2010 to 2019.
Oh! 2019.
So I'm taking. You've already said it. So you've lost a life.
My bad. Right.
Oppenheimer.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Oppenheimer is out because that was last year. So Emma, you lose a life already.
Ah, boo. Okay. Right. I'm gonna go with the Avengers.
The Avengers. The Avengers features at number 6.
Yes. Come on.
Well,
so that is the OG Avengers. And that took 1.518 billion in the box office.
Yeah.
Okay. I have one. I'm throwing this out there now. You know, this isn't my forte. Avatar.
Avatar.
Even in that time.
No, does not make the list. Avatar was pre-2010.
And then out already.
No, you've got one life left.
Okay.
But good thinking.
Okay.
I like where you're going, but think about the dates.
I'm
going
to go Harry Potter.
Harry Potter.
And the Deathly Hallows.
Part
2.
Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2 features in the list at number 11.
Just
outside the list.
Okay, I'm going to throw this out there, and again, like, hilarious that this even comes to mind. 50 Shades of Grey?
50 Shades of Grey is a really good shout.
It's a good shout, and I have the top 32 in front of me.
Oh!
Doesn't make the list, Emma.
Dear God.
She strikes out with a fat score of zero. So, Dave, you've won already with 1 point. You've still got two lives left, so go on.
Okay, we're going to go with 2010.
To 2019.
What had, like, hype about it?
Should we go with Twilight?
Twilight, no. Okay. It's not on there.
That's damn it. Okay, and last one. I'm trying to think of sagas. I'm trying to think of, like...
Yes.
Yeah.
Should we go with The Hunger Games?
The Hunger Games.
Shout.
Doesn't feature.
Oh my
god!
This is a really, really tough, because if you had said from 2010 onwards, I would have been like, yeah, yeah, grand, because Endgame was one of the highest grossing movies ever. And like, say,
I was like Barbie!
Titanic, or say, do you know what I mean? Things like that.
You've said Avengers Endgame there.
Yeah.
That's number one.
But how was it number one? I thought it came out in 2020.
In 2019.
Damn it! Damn it, damn it, damn it, damn it. Oh, crap.
So, you've messed your...
I messed up.
Think about this now. Okay, and now we're going to throw it out to you on 0877 11 1038. Can you name a film that was released between 2010 and 2019 that you think features in the top 10 most grossing films of all time? Now, think about it. There's only two spaces that have been filled. Number one, Avengers Endgame.
Yeah.
And number six, The Avengers.
Yeah.
So, there's more films in there.
There's another Marvel one. There has to be multiple Marvel ones. They're the most famous and popular movies.
Exactly. So, 0877 711 1038, send your movies to us on WhatsApp. The top 10 films that took the most money in the worldwide box office between 2010 and 2019, and the cinema passes up for grabs if you can get one or two or three of them.
Next week, can we do a top 10 rom-coms?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah,
that's more up my street. Get in touch for your chance to win some IMC cinema passes. Here's Dochi at Spin.
What's up, Dochi?
Hey, girl.
You know, it's been a little minute.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Morning, Tia. Morning.
Hello there. We're stuck in a very tricky Top 10 Tuesday this morning. We're looking for the top 10 films that took the most money in the worldwide box office between 2010 and 2019.
I don't know why I love this game so much. I feel thick every time we play it.
Yeah, I feel particularly silly this week now. I'm really lost.
So, making up the list so far, we've only got two spaces filled. Avengers Endgame is the number one spot, and then The Avengers in the number six spot. So we're trying to fill eight positions. Mm. On Top 10 Tuesday. Can we do it?
Well, Owen is standing by and he thinks he knows. What obvious movie have we missed, you think, Owen?
Well, Dave already said The Avengers.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say The Avengers Infinity War.
Infinity War I was going to go with. I'd imagine that's down the list, though.
Infinity War. So, Avengers Endgame was number one, took $2.8 billion. We've worked that out. Avengers, The Avengers, number six at $1.518 billion. You've got Avengers Infinity War, released in 2018.
Yes.
So it qualifies, is number three. Three.
Oh, wow. Okay. Oh,
well done. Listen.
Well, isn't there another one, Owen? Isn't there Avengers... do you remember Ultron? Age of Ultron?
There is, yeah.
Do you want to throw Age of Ultron into the list?
What do you think, Owen?
I'll go for it, yeah. Go on.
Throw it in.
Avengers Age of Ultron is on the list in number nine.
Come on!
You still haven't lost a single life, Owen. So if you want to keep going,
Give us
another one, Owen.
I will give you a clue now. There's no more Avengers titled films. So there's no more The Avengers.
There could be Marvel movies,
Owen. There is at least one more Marvel film in that top 10.
What is that movie, Owen?
I'm going to throw a different direction.
Go on.
I'm going to say around the animation side and go from... Finding Dory
is a good shout.
Finding Dory.
I was wondering about Finding Dory myself.
That's a great shout, and I tell you that it is on a list, but it's number 34.
Oh, wow. Okay. Is it Iron Man 2?
No, it's not Iron Man 2. I'll complete the list for you
at
the top 10, because I know that you'll be hanging on to this. So, in number 10 was Black Panther.
Ah, crap. Very good one.
So, that was part of, obviously, the MCU. Then it was Avengers Age of Ultron. Number 8, Frozen 2.
Wow, yeah.
Number 7, very aptly, Fast and Furious 7.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know that actually made any money.
Yeah, The Avengers was number 6. The live-action Lion King was number 5.
Okay.
The original reboot of the Jurassic Park franchise.
Oh, yeah.
Jurassic World was number four.
The only franchise I didn't say.
Avengers Infinity War was number three. Star Wars The Force Awakens.
Damn it.
Number two. And then Avengers Endgame, number one.
There you go.
So I tell you what, though, Owen, two cinema passes on the way to you. Some great shouts in there.
Thank you, sir. Have a good day, Owen.
Brilliant. Thanks very much.
See you, Owen. Good luck. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. All right.
I love how people are getting into top 10 shoes that, like, Owen didn't Google. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? I love that. Fair play.
Yeah, pricing. No, totally. He's a very genuine player.
Yeah, we're all just playing along because it's so fun. God, I love top 10.
Spins fully charged, recharged.
It's Belters Only and Jazzy. It Made Me Feel Good. It's Spin with Emma and Dave. Do me a favour.
Are her braces off yet?
Her braces? No, I saw her. I told you. I saw her in the Ashleaf Shopping Centre there last week and she had her braces on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They are going to look beautiful when they're off, Jazzy.
Listen, do me a favour. Everyone listening, go to David's account on Instagram.
Don't you dare!
Mr. David Hammond. Mr. David Hammond.
I hate this. I'm leaving the show.
You'll see him there. Pink background on his picture. Pink background on his picture. He was deliberating here all morning. Should he share the Instagram story that his girlfriend Pippa put up on Instagram yesterday? And she messaged him this morning, say, God, do you hate the video I put up? And then he showed it to me and Callum, and I said, you look really strong. Because in the video, they're on Dunleary Pier, and Pippa jumps off a bench. And Dave catches her, like he said, like a tennis ball. Look how strong I am. And he spins her around a few times, like you'd see in a romantic movie. And they've obviously set up a phone to capture the moment, which is quite obvious. And then they spin around and Dave's hating his life but also is obsessed with how strong he is. So I think you should send him a bit of grief on his Instagram. That's all. Thanks, folks. Mr. David Hammond.
Dublin Travel with Just Eat. No time for breakfast? Get yourself sorted on Just Eat.
It was just a spur of the moment thing. The phone happened to be recording.
I know. Funny.
The money was just resting in my account.
The funnier the kind of grief you give him, the better. Get a good kick out of this morning. Thank you very much. Okay, it's coming up on 8. Bella, what's the crack out there?
The Grand Canal inbound is...
Let's go. Go, go.
Here I go. Fully charged.
Spins fully charged.
It's so good.
Ready or not.
Good morning. What's the story?
Hey, what's going on? Happy Tuesday.
Did anybody watch the parade on the telly yesterday?
I did watch a little bit of it, yeah.
It's awful boring a little bit, isn't it?
I'd say it's much better if you're there. I don't know if it's
That's
a lot
the thing.
To...
I don't know if it translates on telly the same way.
Yeah.
Because I'd say the buzz in town was unbelievable. Yeah. I wasn't in town.
I was packed.
Did you go near it?
Yeah, I went because I had to come into the office, but it was absolutely rammed.
Was it? Yeah. I have to say shouts to whoever's on cleanup because even driving in at 6 o'clock this morning, the place is all right.
Yeah, it looks decent.
Grand, yeah. My boyfriend Jack was in the airport this morning. Didn't even take into consideration that it might be a little bit busier on the back of getting out of there this morning.
Of course, yeah.
The queues going through security, you can imagine the taxis and stuff dropping people off. But what I just found amazing was the amount of people who come over every year.
It's actually insane.
Unbelievable. Looking through the crowd yesterday, obviously from on the telly or whatever, it's like, you came all this way.
Yeah. My girlfriend has to fly to Boston today for work. And I was just like, oh, grand. She's like, the flight's never really that busy. And she was like, but think about it. All the Americans are going to be going back, especially the ones from Boston because they're all,
True.
You know, American-Irish.
This actually makes so much more sense because I live in Santry, so I'm very close to the airport.
Yeah.
And when I left for work this morning, I leave the house at about 20 to 6. And I was like, it took me longer to even just get into work today because there was so much more traffic around. This is really sad. And just indulge me for a minute.
Go on.
But I'm a little bit of a, like, I love the airport.
Yeah.
A little bit of a flaming glaive.
So funny, I hate the airport.
Oh, gives me anxiety.
And every now and again, I go onto the airport website because you can see the security times and how long it takes to get through security.
Oh, go on.
What's it like right now? I'd say it's crazy, is it?
You think it's crazy. And I think we live in a world where we think that airport security is going to take forever.
Yeah.
6 minutes.
Stop it.
Terminal 1, 6 minutes. Terminal 2, 7 minutes.
I've never in my life done 7 minute security, except for with Pippa because she gets fast track.
Can I tell you one thing that happened to me a few weeks ago? I don't know where I was going. Was I going to England or something? But when I walked through, I asked your man which, like, kind of gave me a nod, which lane should I go to? And he was like, go up there to the right.
Yeah.
And when I walked up to the right, like way over, I was straight up and stripping.
Really?
It's phenomenal.
Job done. Straight up. Not a single person ahead of me. It was the dream.
I will tell the story till the day that I die where I left my apartment, got on the bus, walked from my apartment onto the bus stop, got off the bus, walked. I did not stop until I sat down on the plane. There was no waiting. got off the bus, went through security, no wait in there, got through security, walked straight through duty three, did the Ryanair 5K, got to the gate, scanned the boarding card, sat down, no waiting.
Is there anything how that long? Makes you that feel more...
How long?
I was door-to-door on the flight 35
Unbelievable.
Minutes.
Wow.
Does anything make you feel cooler or more sexy than that? Just throwing...
Yeah. I'm so important.
Yeah, I'm so cool. Out of my way, please. Gotta sit down.
My private flight.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Spin, hope you're well this morning.
Hey, what's
lovely
going on?
Bank holiday weekend. I spent yesterday doing something that I really didn't expect to be doing on a bank holiday Monday.
Celebrating the English.
No. Dave, I'd like to ask you this. When have you ever been in Jysk?
Jysk.
J-Y-S-K. I hope I'm pronouncing it somewhat correctly.
Jysk. I was in Jysk once to collect a lamp.
Okay.
No, it wasn't a lamp. It was actually a coat rack, a coat hanger.
So... How often would you... So you're saying you've been in a Jysk once. Okay. I would say yesterday was probably my second time ever in a Jysk.
I like a Jysk.
Yeah, they're lovely. Yeah. So I enjoy it now, I have to say.
And they're like quite... Yeah, they're a decent place. Like, it's not IKEA. Do you know what I mean? It's like IKEA is massive. Mm. I feel like Jysk is a little bit smaller.
A bit more self-contained,
but
yes.
I do like that because you can go on a shorter trip.
Exactly. It's not like a whole day out.
Exactly.
Yeah, no meatballs involved.
Exactly.
So yesterday, we were sitting at home, myself and Jack, and... needed a couple of bits for the house, right? Mm-hmm. So I was like, will we bother? Will we go down? Oh, where does they have a Jysk around here? There's one in Sandyford. That could be handy. Is it even open? It's a bank holiday. Sure, we'll take a spin down and see.
Sandyford
Jack
Business
has never
Park.
Seen Sandyford. Has never seen Sandyford Business Park.
Wow. You're in for a treat, Jack.
It was quite the adventure. And we pop into Jysk. And I'd like to just say at this point that my former housemate, Emer, my best pal, moved out 2 weeks ago and I've seen her once since, properly, right, as like a meet-up. So we're upstairs in Jysk and we're staring at this bedside cabinet kind of for a while, both kind of a little bit sleepy, going, yeah, I don't know. And all I hear are these expletives being shouted from down the shop.
Stop.
Fuck off. No way. And I look to my right and there's Emer. I said, what the hell are you doing here? And she was like, what the hell are you doing here? I've never bumped into Emer, ever.
Ever.
At random, apart from in my own house. Which brings me back to 4 days ago.
Okay.
On Friday, I popped down to Nook Grove to get some vegetables.
Don't say it.
And I'm walking in the door. And who's walking out the door? Only Emer.
Oh my God.
So she doesn't even live in this area anymore. What are you doing here?
What is she doing there?
She was just going for a little browsing
place. She just misses the place, does she?
Business. This is the second time in the last week that I've met Emer Nally in the most random places of all. Now to say, the random section of Jysk upstairs in Sandyford Business Park was one of the most strange things that's ever happened to me. Surely, like the universe is having a bit of a laugh.
Yeah.
Like, what do you
See,
mean?
Sandyford is the new Bermuda Triangle.
I'm just thinking, like, we're destined to be together.
Yeah.
The world keeps bringing us back together. Yeah. So I'm going to test the theory this week and go to random places and see if Emer shows up.
Okay, where are you
going to
go?
I'm due an eye test, so instead of my local, I'm going to go to the waiting room at Specsavers in Crumlin and just hope that she shows up sitting there.
Right? Yeah, I like it. Yeah, don't go local. Go random. Yeah.
I normally wouldn't get my petrol here because I don't need to, but I'm going to fill up my car at the Maxwell in the Navan Road and hope she's across from me.
Perfect.
Right?
Butcher's and Inchicore vibe. Yeah.
Now, I would be on the M50, but I'll go at a random time of day and just hope that she's sitting next to me during standstill traffic at Junction 11. I haven't got my nails done in about 6 months, but maybe I will this week to see if she shows up at the nail bar and sits beside me.
New place over there in Harold's Cross. There you go. If you go there, that'd be a bit bizarre for you.
That's a bit of a change, yeah. I just think that there is endless possibilities of random places I can show up. Like, honestly, I was utterly shocked to see her show up this morning.
Mr. iPhone on Anger Street.
Mr. iPhone on Anger Street is an absolutely fantastic shout.
If you meet her there, there's something going on.
I think I have to test the theory. This is twice in a week. And as I said yesterday, the cursing and shouting across the shop, I was like, this...
I thought when you said this, there was, I heard expletives from Emer, I was like, oh, was she giving out to the staff or something? Emer. Imagine you just peer down at the balcony. It's Emer going mad at the staff for no reason.
I'm
going
to just go and check out the bats at the Nocturnal House in Dublin Zoo. And just
there you
see.
Go.
There she is. Hello. Life's a bit mad, isn't it? You're on spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Good morning. Do you know what? It's my last month of being in my 20s. This is crazy.
Yeah,
right?
It is.
I'm going to be 30 on the 22nd of April and it's Apparently it's a big deal. And apparently you need to do some stuff for your birthday.
Do you know what? There's only a few birthdays in your life that you really can get spoiled and go ham in it.
Yeah.
Like 18, 21, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70. That's kind of it.
It is, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Those
80,
are the
90,
big ones.
And you might as well take advantage.
Well, you see, this is the thing. So everyone keeps saying, you need to celebrate, you need to celebrate it. So I was like, right, fine. I'll have drinks in a pub. That's all I want to do. I don't want to go wild. I don't want to have a house party. I don't want to rent out anywhere mad. I was just like, so I just got a load of people, my friends and my family. I said, we're meeting here.
What?
Yeah.
What?
I invited you. Shut up. I was like, friends and family, we're meeting here. This is the time. If you don't want to come, that's absolutely fine. Don't worry about it.
Come by for a drink if you want.
Exactly.
You were very casual about it.
Because I was just like, I just don't like this. This is panicky. This is anxiety for me, right? Because not only like are you having a party and people have to come, what if they don't have a good time? What if I don't look well? I need to get a new shirt. You know, things are things that you just kind of...
It's never nice hosting yourself because you're paranoid that people aren't going to show.
Exactly.
It's not nice. Yeah. Now, obviously they will. That's not a thing. But it's also... I remember, say, for example, looking back at my own 21st birthday saying, I wish this party wasn't for me and I didn't have to kind of go and socialise with everyone because all my favourite people are here.
Yeah.
I wish I could just enjoy it rather than like... Plus, like, say no to this person. And
I've
this
never
person.
Really had a party where like family and friends are there. So, and like there's some people who are coming who...
Oh, I can't wait to talk to your mother about you.
But there's some people who are coming that like don't know anyone else. And I'm like, am I going to have to be with you for the night? Because I have other people to say hello to as well. And it's already a load of panic. And I just want to go back to when you were like 10 and you just had a kid's party and it was so fun and you got presents and then your biggest worry for the whole day was how many presents did I get? Do you know what I mean? Like that was your only worry and that's what I want to bring it back to. So I am going to do my own party, right? And I'm going to do my own like the family and the friends thing, right? Fine. I have to do it. Everyone's telling me I have to do it.
Someone wants to print a photo for you and hang it on the wall.
Exactly.
The
people want a night out so grand, I'll be the excuse. But also it's my 30th. I want to do what I want to do. So, seeing as it's my 30th year, I want to have another party. Right?
Oh, right.
I want to have another party. And I know that kind of goes against everything I just said, where it's like, I don't want one.
No, we're going to do it your way.
But I'm going to do it my way. And I'm going to do it to the point of, I don't care if no one shows up, because this is going to be the funnest party ever.
Okay,
right?
Talk to me.
I want to do a kid's birthday party for a 30-year-old.
Sounds weird.
Okay, we're talking like magicians and stuff like that. We're talking, where would be a good venue for that? Like somewhere...
ball pits!
Yeah, like
slides.
Or guns or trampolines or water parks or something that would be a bit of crack for a load of 30-year-olds like me to come and go, wasn't it great when we were 10 and this was all we had to worry about.
So true. So like obviously we're not really welcome in those places anymore, but in those circumstances, but somewhere that you could almost take over. Do you know what I always love is you know those like when they're all netted on the outside and there's the balls you have to work your way through, like Leisureplex for example.
Yes, I
you
get
know
what
one
you
of them
mean. So that's what I'm asking you this morning, right? Maybe you went to a kid's birthday party recently and thought, to be honest, I'd love to have my party here. Maybe you were at an event and you thought, this looks like the best crack, but I can't be seen to be doing it because I'm an adult. Mm. Do you know what I mean? And this is specifically for kids. We want to like rent out a place that we can just fill with, okay, like Emma, you, Callum, you, but also you listening. We want to invite you to this party, right?
I think this is grown legs.
This would be real. It's my 30th, and you are the person I talk to every single day, so why not come to my 30th? You know what I mean? So I want to have a giant party for my 30th with you listening, with you Emma, with you Callum, and boss Nick can come if he wants. So that's what I want. But I need your suggestions. What would make this the best kid/adult party ever? Like an adult pretending to be, or a kid pretending to be an adult.
So what
party.
He's saying is you get the invite if you help me out a bit.
Yes.
How many jokes?
That'd be absolutely amazing. So maybe you've been somewhere recently, maybe you've done an activity where you thought, no, this would be absolutely deadly crack. What should I do for my 30th? And you please come along. That'd be fantastic as well. 087-711-1038.
The more like kid party orientated, the better. That's what I emulate here.
Yeah.
All right, so where...
Build the party for me.
Yeah. Where... Who? What entertainment?
Exactly.
Food?
Organise the whole thing. That'd be great. Thanks.
Okay. Get your voice notes and your suggestions over to us on 087-711-1038.
Where should we have it first? That's a good one. Where should we have it?
You're listening to Spin. Spin. Recharged. Raven Lynae, That is called Love Me Not. You're listening to Spin. She is very cool. Well worth checking out. And I love how she spells her name, Orayvy.
Very cool.
And very satisfying to write, if you like. You're joined up writing. You're on Spin.
Only you would notice that. Listen, this morning on the show, we are looking for location suggestions for the best kids' party for an adult, okay? Because I want to do something a little bit different for my 30th. We always do the same thing when we're 30. Well, not that I've ever turned 30 before, but like most people or most 30s have been to, it's just you go to a pub or you go to some room or you go to a house and everyone has a couple of drinks and then you go home. And I thought, that's what I'm going to do with my family and friends and whatever. But I want to do another one. I want to do a completely bizarre one where it's an absolute kids' party. We're talking wacky suggestions of places we could do, places we could go to, and just for so we could have fun. We can be kids again.
Yeah,
and
that's
what I want at the age of 30, to be honest.
Well, Tara was in touch with us on this. Where do you think would be good, Tara?
Choose laser tag.
Laser tag would be interesting. Go on, tell us more.
Yeah, see, my kid, she was there twice already. Every year she goes there and really enjoys with her bunch of friends. They're just going in the kind of dark area. It's dark room.
Right.
And then they're kind of shooting each other. It's kind of gone, as you said before. So they're just having a laugh and then they're just have some competition and everything. Usually we do laser tag and bowling.
Okay.
But I didn't suggest bowling because it probably wouldn't be too many people.
Yes.
So, but
fair.
Laser tag, they really enjoy that.
So Tara,
because
are you...
it's dark, it's, you know...
Yeah, it's kind of scary. Are you kind of jealous sometimes when they all go off to laser tag and you're like, I'd love a bit of that now.
It would be lovely, you know, whenever I'm just thinking about that day, it probably would be lovely, you know, but probably my friends wouldn't take that.
Yeah, fair enough.
Idea, you know?
All right, well, I like it. It's going on the list of potentials. Thank you very much, Tara.
No problem. Hopefully you will enjoy that.
Hopefully I will. Good luck. Have a great day.
Thanks. Same to you. Bye-bye.
See, do you remember, like, in TV shows, and you always see kids lifting up that big parachute when they're in PE for
yeah,
some reason?
We did that at one point.
I never got to do that. And I always saw it on TV shows, and I went, that looks really fun. I want to do that. That's the kind of vibe for this whole 30th, all right? I'm looking for something that maybe you've seen kids do that you thought, now that looks like the best crack ever, but I can't do that because I'm a 30-year-old adult or something like that.
Or you're a 50-year-old adult listening.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
No expense spared. What would you do if you were going to have an adult party, but like themed off the stuff you used to do as kids or stuff you see kids doing? What would you do? The best adult / kids party ever. 087 711 1038. This morning on the show, we are looking for location suggestions for the best kids' party for an adult, okay? Because I want to do something a little bit different for my 30th. We always do the same thing when we're 30. Well, not that I've ever turned 30 before, but like most people or most 30s have been to, it's just you go to a pub or you go to some room or you go to a house and everyone has a couple of drinks and then you go home. And I thought, that's what I'm going to do with my family and friends and whatever. But I want to do another one. I want to do a completely bizarre one where it's an absolute kids' party. We're talking wacky suggestions of places we could do, places we could go to, and just for so we could have fun. We can be kids again.
Yeah,
and
that's
what I want at the age of 30, to be honest.
Well, Tara was in touch with us on this. Where do you think would be good, Tara?
Choose laser tag.
Laser tag would be interesting. Go on, tell us more.
Yeah, see, my kid, she was there twice already. Every year she goes there and really enjoys with her bunch of friends. They're just going in the kind of dark area. It's dark room.
Right.
And then they're kind of shooting each other. It's kind of gone, as you said before. So they're just having a laugh and then they're just have some competition and everything. Usually we do laser tag and bowling.
Okay.
But I didn't suggest bowling because it probably wouldn't be too many people.
Yes.
So, but
fair.
Laser tag, they really enjoy that.
So Tara,
because
are you...
it's dark, it's, you know...
Yeah, it's kind of scary. Are you kind of jealous sometimes when they all go off to laser tag and you're like, I'd love a bit of that now.
It would be lovely, you know, whenever I'm just thinking about that day, it probably would be lovely, you know, but probably my friends wouldn't take that.
Yeah, fair enough.
Idea, you know?
All right, well, I like it. It's going on the list of potentials. Thank you very much, Tara.
No problem. Hopefully you will enjoy that.
Hopefully I will. Good luck. Have a great day.
Thanks. Same to you. Bye-bye.
See, do you remember, like, in TV shows, and you always see kids lifting up that big parachute when they're in PE for
yeah,
some reason?
Yeah, we did that at one point.
I never got to do that. And I always saw it on TV shows, and I went, that looks really fun. I want to do that. That's the kind of vibe for this whole 30th, all right? I'm looking for something that maybe you've seen kids do that you thought, now that looks like the best crack ever, but I can't do that because I'm a 30-year-old adult or something like that.
Or you're a 50-year-old adult listening.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
No expense spared. What would you do if you were going to have an adult party, but like themed off the stuff you used to do as kids or stuff you see kids doing. What would you do? The best adult slash kids party ever. 087 711 1038. This morning on the show, doing something a little bit different. I am looking for locations to throw the biggest and best kids' birthday party, but for grown-ups, all right? Completely for me, all right? So earlier on, Tara had said Laser Quest, and that sounded quite interesting because it's something you'd do as a kid, but we could all do it together. And I want to invite you to this party, you listening. So if you have any location suggestions, please hit me up because I want to have the best kids' party. But I'm going to be 30, so, you know what I mean? I don't want to run around too much.
No, no, it's going to be great, crack. I'm really excited about this. Louise was in touch with a suggestion.
Hi, Dave. Two places for you to go for your 30th birthday. One is the axe throwing. They have a place down in Dublin, the Axe Club, and you learn how to throw tomahawk and all different types of axes.
Cool.
Or you can do it down in, I'm going to say, Roundwood in Wicklow direction, and if there's eight or more of you, you can have a private and you do a party, you bring your own pizzas and you do that. That's one place. The other place up in Belfast, you can do indoor skydiving, and that's really cool. It's up near W5, that direction, and you can do indoor skydiving.
That's class.
That is cool. I have done skydiving. I've never done axe throwing. And she said you could learn to throw a tomahawk. I thought that was a steak. but the only thing I will say, and I really appreciate the suggestion, it just might be a little bit more adult. Do you know what I mean? So, like, I'm
axes
talking like.
And skydiving.
I'm talking like something you'd do for 9-year-olds, because that's when you had the best birthday party. Really good suggestions, and I do love that, you know, the indoor skydiving. It was great crack, but I want something you can do as like a 10-year-old.
I think with your suggestions, I think what you're looking for, am I right in saying you're thinking sticky goodie bag?
Yeah.
Lollipops.
You don't have to be sticky to come to the party,
though.
No,
but you know what I'm saying?
That kind absolutely.
Of vibe. Yeah,
the ones that you'd get, like, after, you'd get a little crappy goodie bag.
Happy lollipop stuck to the bottom of it,
about.
Here's Mark.
Hey, I don't know if it's been mentioned already, but you could rent out the gaming bus for your 30th.
Oh, yeah.
That's something I always wanted to do. Never got a chance, though. Or VR. Experience.
Did Mark just have like a little bit of a breakdown midway through? He's like, I never got to do that. That's what I always wanted to do. Missus wouldn't let me though, you know. Mark, thank you for the suggestion. It's noted.
Richard too.
I think the old school sports day might be quite good. I'd love to be able to see how good I'd be at like egg and spoon race now, or sack race, beanbag on the head, that sort of thing. You know, used to be able to do it, used to be all right. I reckon absolutely nail it now.
I absolutely loved the three-legged race.
Yes.
But I hated the
sack. Who suggested
race.
That? That was good.
That was Richard.
Richard, yes, that is a fantastic suggestion. I may not use it for my birthday, but we may do a fully charged sports say anyway. Because that would be the best crack.
We're sitting on a banker there.
Yeah, we're sitting on a banker there, Richard. That's next year's.
Sinead is there as well, standing by. What do you think, Sinead? Something kind of kid-esque Dave could do for his 30th and where?
I'd recommend Loughrea Estate and Gardens. It's absolutely brilliant.
What is that?
It's just in Loughrea Estate. I think it was near Kell for a 10th birthday party.
Oh, very good.
There was also hens and stags. Kind of, it was
no way.
Like running through a forest, basically.
Okay, so is it like an adventure course? Trail.
Yeah, a salt course. There was zip lining. Basically, you know, kind of chasing each other, going underneath like ropes, and it was super muddy. And it was absolutely awesome to watch.
Just good crack.
The one thing I was actually saying, I'd love to if I was, you know, one day to go. It was just looked so cool.
Well, Sinead, do you know what? The second you said muddy, I lost all interest. I'm going to be there in my best clothes, Sinead, in my Sunday best.
It was great crack.
You'd recommend, would you?
Wall climbing, zip line, salt course, mud trail. There was a river, and then they have a big, huge, obviously, estate where you can, have food and stuff.
Right, very good. Well, do you know what, Sinead? When you said rock climbing, I kind of came back because I do love showing off. So that is a potential.
Sure,
Sinead,
does.
This is perfect. Thank you so much.
The best crack ever. You'll have a great day.
Deadly. Thanks, Sinead.
Enjoy.
Have a great one. Good luck. Bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
I'm loving these suggestions. I really am. Keep them coming. 087 711 1038. Locations to throw the biggest and best kids' birthday party, but completely for grown-ups. Where am I having my 30th? And you're invited too. My 30th is coming up next month, and I am having a party for it with like family and friends and things like that in a pub. Boring. I want to do something mad for it. I want to do something a bit weird. I want to go back to when I was 10 years old and have like a real kids' birthday party, but as an adult. So we're asking for your locations to where to throw the biggest and best kids' birthday party, but for grown-ups. 087 711 1038.
This this is so you.
Yeah, it is.
And I'm glad that this is taking shape because deserved.
It's. I'm just so excited. Yeah. I'm talking, I want a party where we have one of those. Sorry, that was a really good impression.
I actually am amazed.
I have nothing in my hands. That is just my hands.
Really good, Dave.
That's really good.
I'm really impressed.
That's what the kind of vibe. Like kids' birthday parties, crappy from the 90s. Do you know what I mean? That kind of vibe.
Yeah, totally. Joanne is standing by. What are you saying, Joanne? What do you think?
Morning. How's it going? You all right?
We're good. Now, Joanne, tell us, where do you think that I should hold my 30th birthday where a load of adults are going to pretend to be kids for a few hours?
I would be all in for like a jump zone where you're just launching yourself off of the platforms onto crash pads and like whacking each other with the big foam sticks and doing like the ninja warrior climbing around.
God,
it sounds to me, Joanne, that you have a big inner child in you.
Yeah, I love bringing the kids, just more for me really than anything.
When's the last time you were there, Joanne?
We would have done one last summer. My kids are still quite young,
right,
so
okay.
We don't get to do it as much.
And so,
you're really dying for them to grow up and you to bash them around the place and jump. So.
And paint a picture for me. Like, is it not just a couple of trampolines? Is that not what it is? Is there other stuff?
No, there's different ones. I can't remember where it was that we went, but it had like the poles that you walk across, and then if you fall off, you fall into like all the big
the squishy stuff.
Pads. Yeah, and then there's ones that have like the Ninja Warrior courses where you've got like the monkey bars and stuff where you fall into like foam pits and stuff.
Joanne, you describing it makes me want to be there. Like, do you ever hear when someone describes their dinner and you're salivating? I'm like mentally salivating over this potential to have my 30th.
The foamy stuff.
Like, the foamy stuff.
You have to do it.
Like, if I was to jump, my point is, Joanne, if I was to jump from a trampoline into a pit with a load of foamy stuff, I think I could die happy immediately after. I would be like, that'd be my life peaked. That's kind of.
You have to make it to your 40th then to make
it down. Yeah. Okay, jump zone, it looks like very, very
there's one in Santry by you, Callum, as well. Yup, Santry. Okay.
You can bounce back to bed after.
Joanne, this is unbelievable. I think that could potentially be the front runner. I really, really like this idea. I can't thank you enough. I never would have thought about that.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Up the squishy stuff.
Good luck, Joanne. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Bye-bye. Another message in here regarding Jump Zone.
Yeah, I don't know if you have looked it up, but have you tried Jump Zone in Santry? There's a couple of different ones. It's literally a warehouse filled with bounce castles, but it's all connected to one giant bounce castle. There's one of those podiums in the middle where you can batter each other off of it, and the kids do be absolutely feral. So 100% sticky slush puppies, sweet bags, all that stuff there. I think you get pizza at the end, so career coaching.
That's it couldn't be more exactly what I was looking for. Sticky, pizza, slush puppies, jumping, trampoline, feral, and bouncy castle.
Imagine, like, how was Dave's 30th? Oh, it was feral.
It was feral.
What should you do? Bet each other around the place at Jump Zone. A lot of people saying Jump Zone, Dave. Amelia, you have to go to Jump Zone. There are trampolines, also a dodgeball course, bouncy castles, loads of fun. Ali again saying Jump Zone would be unreal if you could book that. Karen, rent out Jump Zone and just run amok.
Oh, God.
Tony, for my daughter's confirmation, I hired out the whole of Jump Zone in Santry for the adults and the kids. Tony's got a few quid.
Yeah, she's doing very well for herself, Tony.
They allow it for hours. I've never laughed as much.
No, stop. That's unbelievable.
That kind of looks like a front runner at the moment,
all right,
I think.
You know, we'll have a think. We'll have a little think. Maybe get on to Jump Zone and see what the story is.
Good morning at Jump Zone.
God, that'll be the most fun thing ever.
Callum.farmer at spin103.com or just drop us a WhatsApp. More to come. You're on Spin.
And you know when you were a kid and you were at something, like at a birthday party, and you got so excited that you actually vomited? I feel like I'm nearly at that point. The reason being is because the location that a lot of people have suggested is Jump Zone, right? Jump Zone in Santry.
I've almost wet myself.
All of these like bouncy castles and trampolines and things you can knock people off. And I just think if you wanted to have a fun kid's birthday party, but as an adult, could you find anywhere better? I don't think so. That sounds like the absolute dream.
I was just thinking, like, if this is actually a runner, I'm going to have to get a really cool tracksuit.
Yeah, you would. But this is the thing about Dave's 30th. Who wears more tracksuits than anyone? It's me. Do you know what I mean? That's all I wear. So the thought that people would have to come to my 30th in a tracksuit is the best thing ever.
Like, no makeup.
No makeup.
Hair
tied in a bun. Socks. Socks only. And pizza and sweets and whatever else we can think of that would be. Because there's no expense spared. Do you know why? Spin are paying for it.
Have you just decided
that? Spin are paying for it. This would be a big thing. You can come to it. You can come and you can enjoy it and you can have pizza and you can jump around. And don't worry about the price because Spin will play for it. Isn't that right, Spin?
Rise and shine. Wake up in the morning. Fully charged.
Good morning. Hope you're well.
Good morning. What's going on? Happy Tuesday. It was actually just something I want to talk about that was in the ads there. It was talking about focaccia. And I've heard so much about this. And I've also heard so much about Dubai chocolate and affogato. It sounds like avocado, but it's not. It's like a coffee.
Avocado's been around a while now.
No. It's like affogato or something
right.
It's like an Italian coffee that I think also has ice cream in it or something like that. It's something. And I'm like, where are all these foods coming from? And how do people know about them? Like, all of a sudden, everyone's talking about affogato.
I heard of it today, not going to lie to you.
Really?
Just from you now.
Or focaccia. There's billboards beside my house talking about focaccia. I'm like, what the hell?
Sounds like you're cursing every time you say it.
Sorry. There was some girl on my Instagram. She was like, I'm in Dublin for the weekend and I'm just dying for some focaccia. I was just like, what is this? All of a sudden, everyone is talking about this. Do you know what it feels like? It feels like everyone's part of a group chat that I'm not in.
Yeah, same. All the time lately.
And I hate it because where the hell did Dubai chocolate come from? We're all talking about it
still
all of a sudden.
Had a bite of
everyone's
it.
Doing it. And no one can have a little bite of it. You have to do that thing where you take the fully out of its packet and crack it in half and look at the green little fur that you'd find in your attic coming out of the bar.
The attic.
And then you've the focaccia, which I think is a bread of some sort. I think it's like a pizza bread or something. And then you've the affogato and everyone is talking about it. And I'm like, where did this start?
Sit down and get a glass of water.
But I put it in the same thing as like Chapel Roan. Like, where did she come from? Where are you finding this?
I know.
I be added to the group chat, please? I'm just getting annoyed now. I feel so out of the loop.
I hear you. I was out the other day and I saw runners that are all in, apparently. I don't even know what they are, to be honest. I said, I thought I was up to speed. No.
Oh, God.
Do you know, apparently, green is all in for painting a house and green furniture.
I did not know that.
The other day.
Add us to the group chat, seriously.
Yeah. Grey as a wall colour.
It's out. Yeah, I heard it was out.
Did you?
Yeah, I'm in that group chat.
You're on Spin.
Now, you know I love a good headline, right? I love when it's either very, very clever or just very, very clear, like something to the point that I don't need to read the rest of the article because the headlines tell me everything that I need to know.
I respect those journalists a lot.
They're fantastic. Yeah, no clickbaity with this one, right? This is the headline. Super vet Noel Fitzpatrick reckons he will be able to speak to pets by 2045. Okay?
Brilliant.
One, I love that we know his name. We know his job. We know how good he is at his job because they call him Super Vet. And we know what his opinion is because he thinks that we will all be able to talk to pets by 2045.
Now, don't get me wrong, I'm intrigued. Now, it's not clickbait and I will have a read to see what it's on about. But I know the crack.
I know the story, right? So he believes technology is going to progress to the extent that it will be able to translate the language of pets and animals. He said, I think in the next couple of decades we'll be able to translate the language of dolphins, elephants and even down to the humble bee. It's called a bumblebee.
As
a vet, you should really know that, man. He said, just because animals speak in a language that we can't understand, it doesn't mean they can't communicate. We know that, no. We absolutely are aware that, you know, animals communicate.
They're trying to tell us something sometimes. Yeah.
Not a lot of people can understand them. Now, I forgot to tell you this at the start of the show. I actually do understand pets. I actually can understand them and I can talk to them and communicate with them and
stuff
like that. Yeah. So it's a bit stupid considering we probably could have got so much content out of it. Do you know what I mean?
Over the last, like, what, two and a half years?
2.5 years, nearly 3 years. Yeah. So I've recorded some of my mates' pets. I was just like, sorry, man, do you mind if I, you know, record you here for the show? So I recorded my mate Karen's cat.
Right.
And the cat said this.
I was hearing you talk about your friend Karen.
Yeah, and now obviously, Emma, you probably find that very, very difficult to understand.
Just a cat meowing, I'd say, yeah.
Yeah, just a cat meowing, you don't understand. Meow. So actually what the cat is saying is, how are you, boy? Do you want to come down Mahon Point? This is all cats are from Cork.
Are they?
Yeah, they are.
That makes so much more sense now.
So you can hear that, you know?
Yeah.
So all cats are actually from Cork.
So this cat wants to go to Mahon Point.
Yeah.
Great shopping centre, boy.
Yeah, so that's what the Karen's cat is saying. My mate Dylan's dog. We've had Karen's cat and we now have Dylan's dog. So I was having a chat with Dylan's dog there the other day and he said this. And I said, Jesus, Dylan's dog, I don't know. Obviously, you know what he's saying there.
what? Just a dog barking there, David.
You don't understand.
I know, speak a dog a cano.
Right, well, he's actually going, does anyone know where the best spice bag in Dublin is? That's what he's saying. And really? I said, I don't know, is Zion or something, Dylan's dog. Yeah, you can hear it there.
So what's he saying there, guys?
Saying, does anyone know where the best spice bag in Dublin is?
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
You can kind of hear. My mate, Brian, as a budgie, right?
He's having a
I don't like going over to Brian's house because that budgie always talks to me. Have a listen to the budgie, what he said. Can you believe that? Can you believe that?
That's just a budgie making a sound, Dave. I don't know what you mean.
He's clearly saying RT is the virus and you're all a bunch of sheep.
That's what he's saying. Jeez, yeah.
I hate going over to Brian's just because he always wants to have this conversation, you know. And I'm in the media and I can't be seen to be, you know.
You don't engage.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
We're all the sheep. Is that what he's saying?
Yeah. We're all sheep. And yeah. I was like, you're the one in the cage, mate. Listen, and then finally, we went over to Roger's, and Roger has a rabbit, of course. And I was having a little chat with the rabbit.
Rabbit.
Yeah, that's Roger's rabbit, and he's a very high-pitched voice, Roger's rabbit. And I don't know, I presume you can understand what the rabbit's saying there.
To be honest, Dave, it's news to me that rabbits make sounds.
You see, they're awful boring, rabbits, right? You'd think they'd be like hopping all over the place excited, but no, they're awful boring. He's actually saying, well, we run the gas off the electricity, and we run the electricity off the gas, and we save about £200 a year. And I'm going, oh, for God's sake, Roger's rabbit, will you let me go? Do you know?
Is he just always giving out?
He's always hopping here and there about this and that and that.
Yeah, God Almighty. Eddie's elephant, any sign of them?
No, I've no mates with pet elephants, thank God.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
It's Emma and Dave, and sometimes when we collect a few stories that we come across that are all kind of around the same theme, we turn them into a corner on the show. Please excuse the theme tune. I hate it.
I love it.
But here we go. I have stories about death.
If you missed
today.
That, it was dead.
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 Dead or death today on the show. I want to start with a story about a woman who had her
Who is dead.
Who actually is not dead.
Oh, right? We're already off to a terrible start with Death Corner.
Here's the thing with Death Corner. She was unable to access her money for weeks because her passport was cancelled. It must have just like expired, whatever the case may be. But a big mess up from her bank. They declared her dead, right?
Oh.
So when they obviously realised there was a problem here and that her identity was askew based on the fact that her passport had expired, someone just ticked the wrong box and said, oh, she's dead.
Oh, God.
She's not dead. She just needs to go to the passport office.
Oh,
she's
my God.
She's absolutely fine.
That's funny. I like that.
The creditors were notified and she basically spent like 16 days without a penny to her name, contacting bank providers to try and resolve the issue. Then after that, it got even worse. Because she was declared dead, her driving license was cancelled. She missed a holiday to South Africa she booked. Hold on.
What are you doing here? You're dead.
Yeah. You're not coming on this flight. There's a seat available. Your one's dead.
Oh my God.
She's now looking for £5 million.
As she should.
Compensation for the distress and harm caused.
And they should give them to him because we should all respect the dead.
Absolutely. So look, best luck to her with that. £5 million, maybe a little bit extreme, but get a few quid for yourself.
Death Corner, story number one, very good. I enjoyed.
Good.
Very, very good. It's going to be hard to beat that one now.
I think you're going to enjoy this one because it's about your favourite thing, football.
Go on.
Ooh. Let's talk about a Bulgarian football club called Adar Khajali.
Okay.
And they went and held a very long and very perfect and very like, perfect's the wrong word, but I'm trying to say is like very wholesome minute silence for a former player called Petro Ganchev.
Okay.
All standing there before the game, before kickoff. Thinking about Petko.
Petro.
It's actually Co. I messed it up.
Petko. Okay.
Petko wasn't dead.
I was hoping that was going to come out of your mouth. I was like, the best sentence that could come out of Evan Nolan's mouth right now is, Petko's not dead.
Petko's alive and well. Not a bother on Petko.
Why are they having a minute silence for him then?
Halfway through the match, the club were freaking out and they posted on Facebook clarifying they'd received incorrect information. Not even after the game, halfway through, someone went, oh, Jesus, we're after making a ball of this. Echo is alive and well. They issued a public apology to his family and they wished him many more good years of good health.
Oh my God. Minute silence just in the top in the gods of the crowd.
Hey! I'm here! I'm over here!
I'm fine!
I'm grand!
I'm here! Brilliant.
Will he shut up? It's a minute silence.
Now, that was the best story of all, but I needed a third story to bring it to a corner.
That was a 10. Okay. That was really good.
Here's a guy who was genuinely nearly dead, though.
Okay.
It wasn't a mistake. This man in Memphis. And he was in the bed with what the article describes as a female friend. So he was having a good morning.
Oh, okay.
Right? At 4 o'clock in the morning, so he was having a very good night, he claims that his dog called Oreo, terrible name.
I love that name.
A one-year-old pit bull walked into the room, interrupted him and said, lady friend. Again, Memphis man has gun in room. Cool.
Okay.
Dog stands and pulls the trigger, apparently.
Oh my God.
Shot in the leg. He's grand. The incident was followed by police as an accidental injury. And just to add, I know I actually wasn't going to include this because I thought it went confused the story, but I need to tell you that I'm confused too because apparently the woman legged it with the gun. So I don't know if it was Oreo.
Oh, right. Okay, interesting. Yeah. It was just the dog.
It was just the dog.
Anyway, welcome to Death Corner where 100% of the stories do not involve death.
But very close to, Dave.
Get ready. Spin 103's Golden Days.
All right, here we go. Sunway.ie, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company. They want, along with us, want to send you to Fuerteventura, Pierre and Vacancies Village. Ever heard of it? You should Google it. It is stunning. We want to send you there for 7 nights with your flights included. You're talking blue-ass water. You're talking palm trees. You're talking sitting back and relaxing, all cool, shooting some b-ball outside of the school. It'd just be unbelievable. All you got to do is enjoy the sun.
You need to start having a cup of tea kicking off the show every day, Dave. Blue-ass water. Nothing better than when your view is the pool, a little bit of greenery, if I may.
And the beach. Oh,
and a blue sky. What a lovely colour palette.
Unbelievable.
Denise wants to win this morning. How are you?
Good.
Denise, right. Let me ask you this. How's the nephew?
I guess that all the time.
Yeah, crap. I thought I was original. There you go. Denise, how was your weekend? How was your Paddy's Day?
Good, yeah.
What did you do?
We went to Bray. It was very cold.
Yeah, I'd say it was. Was there a parade in Bray?
There was, yeah. There was a small parade.
Okay, very nice.
Yeah, carnival for the kids. Yeah.
Very good. What age are the kids?
4.
And they off to school today?
He's gone to preschool.
Oh, very good. And what are you doing?
Just after coming from Tesco, doing the shopping.
Did you do the big shop?
Exciting.
What was the most exciting thing you bought? What's the best thing that you cannot wait to eat?
A bowl of Cocoa Pops.
Oh, good chef, Denise!
I swear on my life, I picked up a pack of Cocoa Pops yesterday. Still haven't divulged. I am buzzing.
I honestly am so jealous.
I went for the real ones. I went all out.
Oh, you didn't go for the cocoa rice.
I actually went all out.
The chewy ones.
All right. Right, Denise and her Cocoa Pops. Tell me this. Have you heard this game before?
No.
Okay,
Welcome.
Let me tell you all about Emma and Dave's Golden Ticket. This is a game where 25 seconds are going to go on the clock and 5 songs and artists are going to play. You basically need to guess the songs within the 25 seconds, all right? If you guess the 5 songs and artists within 25 seconds, you'll win a golden ticket to Fuerteventura because I think you need a breakaway. What do you think, Denise, do you?
Definitely.
Yeah, they have Cocoa Pops there as well.
Yeah, they do, probably. When is the last time you were on holidays, Denise?
Almost last year.
Last year, where'd you go?
We went to Santorini.
Santorini, very nice.
Yeah.
Very, very nice. All right, well, let's see if we can get you to Fuerteventura. Now, if it's a song with a few people on it, you only need to mention one artist. Let's say if it's a collaboration or something like that, only need to mention one artist. There's no skipping or passing. We can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. However, if you really don't know it, you can swap it for a different one, which is good news. You can only do that once and you can't do it on the final song. But if you want to swap the song, just shout the word swap at any time and we will pause the clock and swap it out for a brand new one. When you get it correct, we'll pause the clock as well, just so you can gather yourself, get ready for a new song. All makes sense, Denise.
Yeah.
All right. If you had any questions, now would be the time to ask them.
Okay, I'll give it a go.
Give it a go.
Come on, Denise. Wishing the very, very best of luck. Let's do this thing.
And last question, Denise. Where are you from?
Dublin.
Denise from Cabra. The best of luck. Song. Thank you. 25 seconds on the clock. And song one. Placing 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Yeah. I said what I said. I'd rather be famous
What do you think, Denise?
Swap.
Swap, all right, let's do it. Let's swap it out.
Do you know what? A lot of swaps in song one as of late, but you know what? It's a great opportunity to use it because you're kind of in the flow of the game.
Very true.
So look, you're good, Denise. We're back to a brand new game. 25 seconds back on the clock and we've replaced song one for you.
Let's go for a brand new one. It plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. It can't be said, I'm a
worthy bird. Hozier?
Yes. What is that song title? Baby, never tell. Do you sleep so well? Maybe when you bite into Cocoa Pops, you might go, oh, they're two.
Oh, I'm so bad at this.
They're two something. Three, two, one.
Oh, was nice.
It was nice. Denise, any idea? The pressure was on, but it's do you know what? It's the pressure of being on the radio that actually really, really drives it.
Yeah, no, I'm so bad with names.
That's all right. Well, you got Hozier, which was spot on. The song? Too Sweet.
Too Sweet.
Yeah, which was what I was trying to do for Cocoa Pops. You know, when you bite into Cocoa Pops.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, Too Sweet.
Too Milky. The song you missed then as well, the previous one, was Doja Cat and her song Paint the Town Red. Denise, it wasn't to be today, but thanks a mil for coming on and having a chat with us, and have a lovely day. Enjoy those Cocoa Pops.
Hope you had fun, Denise.
You too. Thanks so much.
Good luck. Have a great one. Bye.
Bye.
Talk to you later. Look, wasn't to be today, but that holiday remains and your chance to win it tomorrow on the show. If you want to get it on, message us the word golden and you can just do that on WhatsApp now. Then we'll know that you're interested in playing tomorrow and heading to Fuerteventura. All but thanks to Sunway, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company.
The dream.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
You're listening to Spin. Great excitement here.
Sorry, this is mental. Amazon.ie launching today. New dedicated website for Ireland. The company said the Irish customers can now shop a wide selection of over 200 million products with prices in euro. Fast deliveries and easy returns. That's unbelievable.
I know.
Sounds like an ad. I'm just reading an article.
No. I hear you. It is exciting at the prospect of ordering something and it coming on the same day.
Or like without the charges because of Brexit and stuff like that. You don't have to pay that stuff because it's coming from Ireland.
Do you ever find that before when you're on Amazon? You're like, oh, that's a decent deal. And then when you go to check out, you're like, whoa, what the hell? What's happening here?
It's going to take 17 business days.
And the amount of charges.
Yeah, insane. This is exciting, man.
Yeah. That big warehouse out in the N7 now. It's a massive thing. Fill it up with all my bits there.
Yeah, a few bits now.
Yeah.
I would love to go in there. That's a place I'd love to go. Go into Amazon Warehouse and just have a look and be like, I'll have one of them and I'll have one of them and I'll have one of them.
Oh, like robots.
I don't like shopping online. I don't trust you.
I want to go and see it for myself.
Yeah.